Mud Swallow's House, told by Harriet Sheldon Dover, translated by Vi Hilbert. A long time ago, when the earth was new, all animals had homes. They all had homes to live in, all except the birds, who slept wherever they were. Birds were sleeping all over, on the ground, in the trees. They slept wherever they could find a place to sleep. The Great Spirit looked down and could see what they were doing. He thought, "My work is not finished. Everything should have a home, and these birds do not." He then came back to this earth, and from afar, far west, as a changer came, the sky was bright, brighter than the sun. You couldn't really look at him. He called all of the birds together, every kind of bird. "Oh, come forth! Raven, crow, pigeon, crane, eagle, blue jay, duck, nighthawk, robin, winter wren, hummingbird, seagull, pheasant, owl, come forth. I will show you how to make your houses." He called all the birds together. He taught each bird how to make his nest. He showed them how. Everyone is different. Every bird listened carefully, except Mud Swallow. She kept on talking. All of the birds made their nests according to the instructions given to them by Doquibach, the changer. They worked and worked, all but Mud Swallow. She just walked around with feathers in her hat, all dressed up with beads. She would walk all over and visit with all the different birds, and they would say, "You had better get to work. Oh, you'd better hurry up." She would just say, "I don't have to know anything. Anybody knows how to make a nest." Time passed. Word came that Changer was coming back. He was going to look at all their nests. Now Swallow started to run around. She ran here and she ran there. She would ask all the different birds, "What did he say? What did he say? What did he tell me to do?" All the birds were busy finishing their nests. They would just look at her and say, "Well, if you didn't listen, we don't have the time to tell you." So she ran and ran and ran. Her feather broke and fell off. Her beads broke and scattered all over the ground. Eventually, she ran down and came to the river. It had mud on the banks. She touched the mud and thought, "Maybe I had better use this mud." She built a nest, she did, up in the tree. Every time she got it just so far, the whole thing would fall down. Grass and little branches, down it would go. She tried over and over, and she would ask all the different ones, "Tell me what to do." "We don't have the time," they would impatiently reply. She did make her nest out of that mud. She put it up in the tree and she worked on it. So when Changer came, he looked at all the nests and he blessed the birds and said, "You did just right," until he came to Mud Swallow's nest. Here was a little mud nest, and of course, she was crying, looking at her nest. He looked at her nest and said, forever and ever now, you are going to have to live in that little mud house because you didn't listen. So they used to tell us, you had better listen or you will have to live in a little mud house like Mud Swallow. If you have ever seen the little swallow's nest, you will notice that they are on the side of barns and garages, and they are made of mud. They are beautifully made. If you watch a swallow build her little mud house, it is wonderful to observe how she puts it together.